Well, tell you what.
Now, to balance the scale, I'd like to talk about some things that bring us together. Things that point out our similarities instead of our differences. Because that's all you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class.
Busier.
dude that was in the prison. I'll be there 5 minutes, that dude.
Oh, oh, you talking about Jeff Webb.
Yeah, Jeff Webb. Yeah. I'm going to give me a shirt, man. Jeff Webb when I need it.
Oh, shit, man. I'm trying
let
to
let the people know who Jeff Webb is so shit. They understand who I'm talking about.
Jeff Webb was a Klan member. He was a highly respected correctional officer that carried two PR-24s nightsticks, and he was notorious for splitting niggas' heads open if they looked at him wrong. And at certain points in time, even though me and Jeff Webb, we didn't like each other and we butted heads, you know what I mean? Because he just didn't like uppity niggas like me that, you know, seen through him and I could basically deal with him, you know, on a strategic level. There was, I'm getting too far into some other shit right now. But basically, I'm just letting y'all know that I would have to call Jeff Webb every now and then to get some respect in the block because niggas wanted to act a fool. And I would call Jeff Webb.
Let's slow down now. They didn't respect you, though, did they?
No, they didn't respect me. Niggas didn't respect me.
They pissed on you and shit, but they wouldn't do that to Jeff Webb.
No, they wouldn't do that to Jeff Webb. Uh-uh. You know, they let that redneck do whatever the fuck he wanted. You know what I'm saying? He would tell them to shut the fuck up, and they shut the fuck up. But me, you know, I'm like, come on, brother, man. Come on, man. Don't be like this, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to work together. Fuck you, nigga. House nigga ass nigga. I'll be like, all right. Okay, I'm going to have to call this redneck down here. Nigga, do what you got to do, nigga. Call that redneck down. Shit. I'll be like, hey, Jeff. You like, what? I'm like, man, shit. I'm like, you want to come on down? I'm like, for what? Like, shit, so you can do what you do. I'll be there in 5 minutes. That motherfucking cracker would come down there with his two silver nightsticks, man, and he would beat the shit out them niggas, man. Beat the shit out there. And then don't you know them niggas in the block the next day would be mad at me? Would be mad. I'm like, what you mad at me for? I told y'all niggas to stop doing what you was doing. But y'all, you know, y'all had to have your ass whipping, so I called your white daddy down here to straighten you out. Shit. Shit.
I'm sorry.
Man.
That shit is, I'm sorry.
Hey, that shit was real. I mean, they would literally cower and cover up and let this white man beat them, man. You know, if I even insinuated I was going to do something to them, boy, they would, man, they buck up and they, oh, motherfucker, let's go. Let's get it. Let's do it. You know what I mean? And plus, I couldn't get away with the shit that he would get away with because the whole administration was Klansmen, KKK. You know what I mean? So if he popped their door and went in and beat their ass, shit, he wouldn't do no paperwork. You know what I mean? He, you know, shit. There would be no evidence of him even being in there doing that shit. If the next crew came in the next day and this nigga's head was split open, shit. You know, it was just like, well, shit, he must have bumped his head on the wall or something, or he must have fell out the bunk bed or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Fuck.
Yeah.
Now, if I would have tried to do that shit, you know what I mean, then all of a sudden there would have been some problems. They would have been investigating me and, you know, what happened and what'd you do. I just said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get this white man down here to straighten you niggas out. Shit.
And they straightened up, didn't they?
Yeah, and the thing was, he couldn't wait to get a phone call so he can go and beat the shit out of some nigga, man. He couldn't wait. You know, I said, look, I'm going to try it my way. I'm going to try and reason with these brothers and let them know, look, you can't do this and you can't do that. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, Tom. Fuck you. I'm like, you know, all right, nigga, I'm trying to tell you. You know, I'm halfway through the shift trying to be nice. Nigga, look, stop banging on the doors. Stop flooding the ranges, you know, with your toilet. Stop backing the toilets up. Stop. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, Tom. Whoa, I caught that white man down there. Shit, they was, man, them niggas was horrified. They're like, oh, shit. You know, I mean, you know, and that's, it's just a sickness, man. It's a sickness beyond sickness, man. I'm like, I had to get up out of there, bro. I had to get up out of that goddamn prison, man. Because that totally changed my perspective on that pro-black shit, man. Totally changed my perspective on it. I'm like, these niggas, like, there's no way we're just going to be able to just be to ourselves and make this work. There's no way it's going to happen. Because the disease is too deep in most niggas, man, to not actually want to own up to their problems and to solve their problems. Because I told you how I survived in the prison. You know what I mean? It wasn't predicated upon color or what uniform you wore. You know what I mean? It's all predicated upon intelligence. Shit.
Well, yeah, there you go. And see, when they start, they always offering these solutions, but we're going to have to, again, you can talk about and deflect on white supremacy all day, but no general can attack an adversary when his troops are divided.
Right.
No general can attack an adversary when his troops are not disciplined and not in good order, and no general can attack if the ranks have not been closed. If you can't close ranks, you can't attack an adversary.
Right.
And that's all we're saying, is that the ranks have not been closed. We've had town hall meetings after town hall. We've had State of the Black Unions. We've had town hall meetings, and it's the same shit. None of this shit is ever getting solved.
Mm-hmm.
All we're doing is taking up time on C-SPAN, on CNN, or on TV1 with these damn and nothing is getting solved. Mm-hmm. Nothing is happening. All we're doing is getting together and basically having church on public television for people to see.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. And the shit we're talking about, being called a thug, using the N-word, and so forth and so on. Or if we're talking about economic issues, people come down there and lay down economic issues, but there's no effort to organize black people block for block, person for person. There's no campaign going for anything. There's no campaign going for state elections. There are no campaign for local elections. There's no movement towards individualized campaigns. You just have to go to the NAACP, see who they voting for. 9 times out of 10, it's the Democrat.
Right.
And it's the same shit over and over again. They're raising money for the Democratic Party, or they're raising money, you know, for the never any type of real local community control of politics. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same old shit. So, you know, I'm done with town. I don't want to see no more goddamn town hall meetings. I don't want to see no more State of the Black Unions. If you're not ready to challenge, you know, white supremacy, don't come in my face talking to me about it. I don't want to hear it. And you said, well, you know, well, black people are being killed. Yeah, black people have been getting killed since fucking Reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They've been getting killed by the police since Reconstruction. The problem is still here.
Mm-hmm.
It's still here. You're going to have to own up to, you know, the shit that we do in the community. You're going to have to own up to all this ratchet shit we're doing. And if they won't listen, you see what I'm saying? You won't listen. And this is where I disagree with Tommy Sotomayor.
Mm-hmm.
I understand his issue on men's rights, and I agree with his issue on men's rights. But I'm not going to say that realistically speaking, at the state of black America, that they can have a system without the white man, because these niggas is just pumping and dumping up in these bitches and running.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's real. That's not imaginary.
Right.
And not every nigga that's pumping and dumping up in these women want to be fathers. These niggas pumping and dumping and they gone.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Pump and dump.
Yeah. And they gone. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, you don't get off for that. You know, you have a sense of responsibility. Now, you won't listen to your parents.
Right.
You won't listen to anybody else in your family. Well, who won? Let me call Jeff Webb.
Mm-hmm.
Let me call child support and ask for Jeff Webb. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Oh, nigga, man.
Come on, listen to no black people. The only person you're going to get in line for is the white man.
Mm.
You know why? That's power.
Yep.
Fuck up, melt all of that shit away about white supremacy. White supremacy is a tactic. See, they're confusing the tactic with the overall root of the problem.
Right.
Root of the problem is power. The tactic or the strategy is white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because in the final analysis, the people that are really running this society, they don't care about the white people either. They don't care about the people. They don't care about Jeff Webb. They don't give a fuck about Jeff Webb.
Right, right.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he's too stupid to see that.
Right.
Unfortunately, most white people are too stupid to see how they're being used.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so we get put into a position of having to defend ourselves out of survival. I respect that and I understand that, but don't lose touch with what the roots of the problem are. So you want to pump and dump, right? Okay, well, this kid need Pampers. Why are them bitches steadily at your house, man? Why are they still coming?
Shit, cause
fucked up.
Yeah, tax season is over, man. You know, I'm balling out of control over here now. Got all kind of bitches calling.
Yeah. And they calling why? Cause they nigga, they would rather be with they nigga, but they nigga ain't doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we do what we do is because they do what they do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? The only reason we do what we do is because we couldn't do this shit without y'all. So I want to send a shout out to all deadbeat niggas and thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate
it. From the bottom of my heart, I owe you a personal debt of gratitude. I owe you. Because I couldn't do what I do if you didn't do what you did.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So you won't listen to the community. You won't listen to nobody else. You won't listen to none of the standards. You won't even listen to the ancestors. You won't even take note of the advantage. During slavery, they prevented us from having families. They broke up our families. They sold off our families. You would think if you went through that experience, you would say, well, I would never want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want to have my child somewhere and couldn't see him, because that's our experience. You would think we would take steps to, you know, to improve that so we wouldn't go through that. But that's not what's happening. Okay? So you won't listen. You won't learn from history.
Right.
You won't be influenced by anybody in your family. You won't listen. So guess what? I'm calling Jeff Webb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling Jeff Webb. You won't listen to nobody else. I'm calling Jeff Webb. What? Come down here. What? I need you to come down here and do what you do. I'll be here in 5 minutes.
Jeff was a beast with them sticks, man. Oh, shit. And no, I don't feel bad for calling him either. Shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm going to get me a t-shirt wearing Jeff Webb when you need him.
Right, man.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then they like to throw up. They say, well, nobody's calling, going back to the thug thing. I'm relating it to power. They say, well, nobody calls Clive and Bundy a thug. Nobody calls Clive and Bundy a thug. No. Clive and Bundy called the rest of them ranchers, and they had weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the ability to enforce what the fuck they wanted. Take aside his politics. His politics is irrelevant.
Right.
His racial mm-hmm. politics is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at his display.
Right.
You can talk about how he probably don't like black people. Shit. But that's irrelevant. But.
Can't hear you.
You still learn something.
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
So well, his politics, he hates black people. Well, he probably does, but I'm looking at his example.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he called them ranchers and they came down there armed and they backed the government up,
mm-hmm.
you got to respect that. Mm. You got to respect that. Even if you don't like his politics, you got to respect it. Mm.
Yeah, I think the argument went, they didn't ride down on Clive and Bundy because he was white. No, they didn't ride down on him because, number one, they were armed and they were organized, which niggas are not. And that's why niggas get rode on, because you motherfuckers are not armed and organized in a group. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they also said, well, nobody calls Clive and Bundy a thug.
Well, of course they don't call him a thug, because, of course, that's not in their lexicon, and that's not what white folks call each other. Shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So you said Clive and Bundy was organized
mm-hmm.
and armed.
Right.
What comes out of armed, organized systems? Power.
Power. And
power to back them away from them.
Exactly. And not only that, you know, speaking from, like I said, vocabulary issue, like when you're in a prison setting, to be called a thug, you know what I mean, even in a prison setting, denotes a low level criminal. You know what I mean? Just like you won't hear mobsters call each other thugs. You know what I mean? Like Italian mobsters or whatever, you know, maybe gangsters, you know what I'm saying, but never a thug. You know, niggas are pretty much the one that gravitated towards the concept of being a thug. You know, and so not even bikers. You know, when I talked, there was plenty of biker criminals in there. They didn't refer to each other as thugs. You know what I'm saying? Only the niggas in prison refer to each other as thugs. So no, when you look at TV and you look at the media, whites are not going to refer to each other as thugs. They don't. Only niggas do that. So I'm still baffled why niggas is all, why don't the media call the white people thugs? Because, like I said, that's not how they talk to each other or about each other. It's just simple. Maybe it's just these cats, man, out here just haven't been exposed to anything in life. You know what I mean? But that's not how white folks talk to each other or about each other.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They painted themselves into that corner.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? They just took an expression that you use.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But they want to say, well, they think the problem is, well, the meaning of the word. They look for the meaning of the word. Well, the meaning of the word should apply to, you know, Clive and Bundy. It should apply to the biker gangs. It should apply here. It should apply. Should apply there. It should apply to the Hell's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that shit. The Hell's Angels don't call each other thugs.
No.
See what I'm saying? It's not a language. And again, it goes back to the question of power. If I'm in a system where I define what words mean, not you.
Right.
You have to speak the King's English. Why? Because you need a job.
Mm-hmm.
You have to speak the King's English because you need to feed your family.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to adhere to my definition. I don't have to adhere to yours.
Right.
This is a question of power. So, no, they don't talk that way to, and they don't talk that way to each other and about each other. They have other words that they use, but fuck it. I'm doing it because I can. So what?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do about it? I'm doing it because I can. If you're not going to challenge me, shut the fuck up.
That's right. Shit, get your own media outlets. You can define yourself however you want to define yourself. Shit.
However you want to find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to challenge Rupert Murdoch or Viacom for control of cable TV, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, period. You know, so it is what it is. And as long as it's, and people hate when you point to, you know, oh, you're deflecting because you're pointing to hip-hop. You're pointing to hip-hop. When they're using hip-hop as a global means of communication,
mm-hmm.
to say that it doesn't have power is to be stupid as fuck.
Right.
It's just like when they say, when you're pointing to black-on-black crime, it's a deflection. It's not a deflection. It's not a deflection. How else would you explain? You and I grew up under, you remember the Stop the Violence movement, self-destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Was that coonish?
Well, today that would be considered coonish.
Right. All the people that they love criticize black on black crime. All the people that they love criticize. Mm-hmm. The man that's going to be in Hidden Colors 4, Boyce Watkins, he criticizes mm-hmm. corporate hip-hop music as degenerative. You see what I'm saying?
So, right.
And he calls it propaganda, calling for the extinction of the people that are supporting it and that are most in favor of it. Matter of fact, he compared it to Hitler's form of propaganda in Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But, you know, if you say that, you're deflecting. You're talking about what's wrong with black people. If we fix the problems internally, then we can face off against the opposition.
Exactly.
And we can challenge them for power. But you got to clean out your own house. You cannot go to war with your soldiers in disarray.
Right.
And that's what we're mm-hmm. saying. But they don't want to hear that. They want to argue about words.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas want to argue about words.
Shit, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean... It means absolutely zero. You know that I think since Freddie Gray got killed, I think I haven't really actually researched this, but they say there's been like 35 homicides in Baltimore since Freddie Gray got smoked. You know what I'm saying? They say there's niggas that they popping each other off at that rate. I think for the year it's like 100, but I think it's like 35 got, you know, black on black crime incidences where a brother got killed since Freddie Gray. And I'm like, God damn, boy, if you motherfuckers don't get your heads out your ass. I'm like, seriously, you want me to be more afraid of the cops than the average nigga? Come on, man, do the math. Do the math, cuz. Shit. But we ain't supposed to talk about that.
No, we're not. You know, again, like I said, you know, I've had experiences, bad experiences with both of them.
Right.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to find a way to survive. You do.
Mm-hmm.
It's to survive. That's what impressed me about Dr. Umar Johnson.
Right.
Was that when they asked him about the curfew. He was on TV One and they asked him about the curfew. And he said, I'm in favor of the curfew. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
He's like, yeah, I'm in favor of the curfew. He said, because you got the National Guard out there.
Right.
He said, and you got young people in the street. He said, do you know what can be done under the cover of darkness out there in the streets?
Right.
And they can use the violation of curfew as a means to kill. See, that's practical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's practical thinking. That's survival. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's take all the assumptions that they use. Let's take all these assumptions. Let's say they're all true. How do you survive? You don't survive by rioting.
Right.
You don't survive with bullshit, illusory arguments about terms, and you don't survive. You don't survive.
Right.
With that.
So what do you say to people that say, due to the fact that they rioted, that's the reason why that they got those indictments? What do you think about that?
I don't think that's the reason that they got. I think in terms of it wasn't the possibility. It wasn't them tearing up their neighborhood.
Right.
It was the possibility that they can't control it spilling into theirs.
Right. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the question. It's not that. They're tearing up their own shit. Well, let us do this. No, it's that, okay, well, some of them, they started out here at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
They may actually get the idea to leave their neighborhood.
Right.
They may actually organize. Somebody may actually get the bright idea to start, you know, this concept of them leaving. It's similar to the process of after the Civil War, after the period of, during that brief period of the Civil War, they hurry up. And they took the guns out of the hands of black Union soldiers. They hurry up and took the guns out of their hands because they were afraid that they would engage in guerrilla warfare and really earn their freedom.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't that, you know, they were necessarily wanted them to become, you know, armed citizens. They were afraid of, okay, they may figure it out. Because if we get technical, if we go back to a historical example, Shays Rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Shays Rebellion was a rebellion against the status quo, against white property owners. And that rebellion was done by both white indentured servants and black slaves. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shays Rebellion was done, and see, the Pope, they won't tell you about Shays Rebellion. People don't know about Shays Rebellion. There were a lot, before they instituted the concept of a racial caste system, a race system in America, a lot of the white indentured servants and the black slaves were revolting against the white property owners. They were riding together.
Mm-hmm.
It was only then that they could construct this American caste system of race to separate people, you see. So, I mean, it's not what they did, it's the possibility of what they can do.
Right.
So it's easier to go ahead and just let them have this little showpiece trial
mm-hmm.
where nobody's going to prison for them.
Right.
And then they'll explain that shit to them later. But by that time, you see they got them tanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing they tell them, well, they don't have, no, because the tanks are not for them, it's for you. We're at war. I mean, what do you think they're going to do?
Exactly. Duh.
So what do you think? Duh. The tanks are for you. So next time, you ain't going to make it to the mall.
You're
going to make sure you don't make it to the mall.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what these budgets are for. That's why you're saying, and that's another thing. Why do police have all these new weapons? Duh. Why do you think they got all these new weapons?
Shit.
Why do you think they got all this? Why do you think they have all these new weapons? You see what I'm saying? They'll figure it out.
Shit. They don't have it for the white folks. No. No, they don't. Does that surprise you? Okay. A lot of times, man, when motherfuckers be stating the obvious, I'll be like, really, do we actually really need people in podcast land or in any sort of media, you know, explaining this to us? But it's sad that I guess we do. I guess we really have to have people actually say the tanks, they only for black folks. Yeah, we kind of know that. We kind of get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like John Henry Clark has this wonderful line. He says, very simple. He said, you know, whenever someone tells him something that white people are doing, he said, I'm surprised that you're surprised.
For real.
You know, if they can drop a bomb on Black Tulsa, or let's not just use Black Tulsa, they dropped a bomb on that MOVE organization. This was, what, the 30-year anniversary?
Right.
Of them dropping a bomb on the MOVE organization. If they can do that, what fuck do you think? They're not going to hesitate in using weapons to I mean, I'm shocked. How do you not get this? You know? And you complaining about a word. A damn police state is all around, and you talking about a word.
It's masterful propaganda, man. You know, they get you, you know, it's like the art of misdirection. They get you to focus on trivial shit that don't mean nothing. While over here on the right, you know, you got some real hardcore shit popping off. But they get you to focus on, should we say thug or not? Like, really? We really going to have this discussion? Okay.
Oh, no, that's being used. That's the new N-word, you know. Of course it's the new N-word. Are you shocked? Yes, it's the new N-word. It's
been the new N-word since the 90s.
It's within your own culture, so they can safely, they may not can safely say nigga without batting an eye, but they can safely say no. And you gave it to them.
Right.
You gave them the license to use it, and now they're using it. I mean, what don't you get about that? I mean, how is that shocking? Of course they're going to do it. They derive an advantage from it, so they're going to take every opportunity to keep that advantage intact. Why are you shocked about that?
Shit, you know, they masters are getting you to waste your energy, man, on shit that don't mean nothing. And that's what it is. It's wasted energy. Well, motherfuckers could be concentrating on some other high-powered shit, you know, to get everything right and tight within their community. You know, you spend it on frivolous debates about thug. Is that the new N-word? Come on, nigga.
Kwame Ture, a.k.a. Stokely Carmichael, he had a saying. He said, if a white man wants to lynch me, he said, that's his problem.
Right.
He said, if he has the power to lynch me, that's my problem.
Right.
See what I'm saying? And when they came to, you know, Jose Williams, which was one of Martin Luther King's chief lieutenants, he said when they were arguing over that goddamn Confederate flag, he said, I don't care about that Confederate flag. He said, that's words, that's talk.
Right.
I don't care about that. He said, I'm concerned about how this money is going to be cut. Is this money going to be funded in these neighborhoods? I want to know, is there going to be an income base with these jobs? That's what I'm worried. I'm not worried about that flag. That flag's talk.
Right.
I'm not concerned about that flag. It's talk. You see what I'm saying? They were, you know, that big controversy over the Confederate flag that they carried on over. They even went so far as, you remember the show The Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
The NAACP launched a protest against The Dukes of Hazzard because of the flag on top of the damn car. Trivial shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, it's what they do. They distract you with trivial shit. They distract you with trivial shit. Just like they know that every little time that it's a black person involved, they know how to get black people's attention, you know, in the media, you know. They police beating. Automatically, black people think in race. Well, now you think in race. Now they're showing you, well, there's three other black people involved. It's masterful. So now they know you're going to jump and use race, but they've already neutralized that argument before, you know, before you made a move. Because, again, you just rioted. This shit got to go to trial. They got to pick 12 people. And they're 4 or 5 steps ahead of you.
Definitely. They definitely ahead of these niggas, man. Good God, boy. Debating about the word thug. They don't call white people thugs. They be killing it. It just boils down to like some grade school ass kids, man. You know what I mean? Because it always boils down to just, I go back to my prison experience. I would catch a nigga fucking up, man. You know, and the first thing he want to do is he want to point to somebody else. You know what I mean? Be like, well, he did it. Well, he did it. How come you ain't get him? How come you didn't? But nigga, I caught you. You know what I'm saying? So me and you, we about to go down to this captain's office and you gonna explain that shit to him. Well, white boys in here doing the same shit. Well, every now and then I catch a white boy too, but today, nigga, I caught you. But they can't process that shit, you know what I mean? And so when I'm hearing this media shit, that's what all these niggas be doing, you know what I'm saying? Well, they don't ever call white folks thugs. Well, they don't ever, you know, they don't ever shoot white folks. Well, they don't, I'm like, good Lord, man. Will it stop? Will you niggas stop crying, man? It's just so much crying and whining and bitching. You know, like I said, every time I would get stopped by a state trooper, man. You know what I mean? I'll give you that example with me and my brother, man, because my brother was such a whining-ass nigga. You can always tell a whining-ass nigga because most whining-ass niggas ain't got nothing, they ain't did nothing. They total fuck-ups and shit. So every time, you know, because we got stopped twice. And like I said, this nigga, he want to cry and bitch and talk crazy to the trooper and shit. And I'm like, man, I'm not ever rolling with your ass no more. You know what I'm saying? Because fucking with you, we could get shot. You know what I'm saying? This could spill out of control, and I might get popped because of your stupid ass. You know what I mean? But every time I was rolling by myself, get stopped by the police or a trooper, you know, I was like, hey, how you doing, sir? You know, here's my license, registration, you know, and he'd be like, well, I tell you what, just slow it down and, you know, watch yourself out here. Okay, thank you. Let me go without a ticket. Every time I was with this nigga, man, I'd get tickets, and, you know, I had to worry about the dogs coming, sniffing in my car and shit. Because this nigga run his fucking mouth. Like, fuck. Will you niggas stop? You bringing most of this shit on yourself, man. Shut up.
They don't want to hear that goddamn shit, though. Look, you responsible for your own oppression.
Man.
You play a hand. You play a... And the niggas do not want to hear that. You play a hand in your own oppression. That's why when you and I had this discussion before on the podcast, I said the first thing we do is stop the drug trade.
Right.
Have you ever been face to face with a police officer and wondered, is he about to kick my ass? Well, wonder no more. If you follow these easy tips, you'll be fine. First, obey the law. Laws were made for a reason. Think of them as hints. You've heard people say, man, I wouldn't do that shit if I was you. Well, here's some of that shit. Carjacking, armed robbery, arson, selling drugs, buying drugs, stabbing, shooting. You know, you probably won't get your ass kicked if you just use common sense. If you jump a subway turnstile, you might just get off with a warning from the police. But if you jump a turnstile carrying a loaded gun and smoking a joint, then maybe you need your ass kicked. We all know what happened to Rodney King. But Rodney wouldn't have gotten his ass kicked if he had just followed this simple tip. When you see flashing police lights in your mirror, stop immediately. Everybody knows, if the police have to come and get you, they're bringing an ass kicking with them. Here's a no-brainer. If you're listening to loud rap music, turn that shit off. Blasting fuck the police while you're getting pulled over by the police is just ignorant. When an officer approaches your car, be polite.
Is there a problem, officer?
And stay in your car with your hands on the wheel.
What the fuck do you want, motherfucker?
Unless you want your ass kicked. Want to give a friend a ride? Not so fast. Your friend might be crazy. Now, before you let your friend in your car, ask them these questions. Do you have a gun? Do you have drugs? Do you have any warrants? And in case you do get pulled over by the cops,
license and registration, please.
Remind your friend to do this one thing. Shut the fuck up.
Man, don't give him shit. What the fuck do you want?
Come on. If you have to friend a ride, get a white friend. A white friend can be the difference between a ticket and a bullet in the ass. Here's a tip you should never forget. If your woman is mad at you, leave her at home. Because a mad woman will say anything.
He got weed! He got weed!
If your woman is mad at you, there's nothing she'd like to see more than you getting your ass kicked.
That's right! Kicking his motherfucking ass! Take the weed, too! He got weed! He got weed!
Now, let's review. Obey the law. Use common sense. Stop immediately. Turn that shit off. Be polite. Shut the fuck up. Get a white friend. And last but not least, don't ride with a mad woman. If you follow these simple pointers, you probably won't get your ass kicked.
Reach 2, 3 for the mic. 2, 3 your skills when you're building that body so that you can 5, 6, 7, 8. Now stretch 2, 3 arms. Get this one of these whack MCs. We want to show you how the 9, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now turn it twist to the 3, 4. Niggas that think we trippin', breathe. 2, 3 setbacks to your mind through style again and reach 2, 3 for the mic. 2, 3 your skills when you're building that body so that you can 5, 6, 7, 8. Now stretch 2, 3 arms. This is one of these whack MCs. We want to show you style the 9, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now turn it twist to the 3, 4. Niggas that think we trippin', breathe. 2, 3 setbacks to your mind through style.
If it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all.
A 1, 2,
I check a 1, 2. If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all.
A check 2,
a mic, a check 2. If it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all.
A 1, 2, I check a 1, 2.
If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all.
A 1, 2, and I'ma check you.
I start most of my raps off kinda slow, just so you can see exactly where we're gonna go. I make sure your body's strapped in, cause I'm a tailspin and you're liable to get thrown. The Bible is the microphone, I read from the scripture. I leave it up to you to see the pictures. I hover above them seeds like a flying saucer, with the sorcery to alter the future. Present in the past, don't be hesitant to ask me to be the man, I'll be the last. I'll be moving fast on that ass. I stipulate your fate, I take a grip, I take a shot, I break your place. Now can you take the weight or do I have to make it lighter? Tighter than you could imagine that I had it been when I recite a rhyme. I might as well be inside of your mind. I know you thinking, damn, how does he, what was he, a man? Or a machine with computerized diagrams? I tell him, nope, I am of the flesh, fresh, dope. I'm set apart, you're just a shot in the dark. And the darkness casts no shadow. And I'll be victorious no matter who I battle. So every rapper in the house, shut the fuck up. Cause if it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all.
Check 1, check 2.
If it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all.
I check a 1, 2, check a 1, 2.
If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all.
I check 1, check 2, now I check 2.
Now everyone knows I got the milk like D, homemade grill, to get your wig peeled like it should be. Top of the morning to you, so many ways to do ya. I threw you the shield just before I deal on ya. I recommend no one that squeezed the pus from your skin. You pretend it ain't happening, cause everywhere is my stomping grounds. When MC stepped in, I stomp them down to the lowest. You the slowest rapper that I met, but you owe us all a favor not to jet. Not until you show us you be flipping. I give your body lashes and whipping. I crash into the board like Pippin. I has to be tripping. Not for your pleasure or your entertainment. I came with a crew called Self, and everybody looked just like me. And we agreed that we dope, fool. We got flavor, and everyone knows who's the savior. Cause everyone knows, everyone knows, everyone knows I got flow. And if it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all.
A check 1, check 2, now
the first thing we do is stop the drug trade. There was a, you've never seen The Spook Who Sat by the Door.
Right.
There was a part in there when the guy, Dan Freeman, the ex-CIA guy, he told the local dealer, he said, you ever stop to think what would happen if we cut off the flow of drugs in these streets?
Mm-hmm.
He said, white folks controlling your neighborhood through drugs and you dealing. You know, he trying to talk to what the motherfucker, oh, so you going to give me a sermon now?
Mm-hmm.
Said, no sermon, shorty. I just thought I'd ask.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he can't get through to him. He in this movie, Freeman Kevin is the guy that he's in charge of the Black Gorillas, the freedom fighters,
okay,
in the movie. You know, he don't know, he ain't got no idea, you know, but he's trying to, you know, hit him, trying to pull his coattail. Look, you don't do this shit. This is someone else's plan for the district. He don't want to hear that shit.
Right.
What you gonna do now? You gonna give me a sermon? You gonna give me a sermon? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's the same with you. Look, you can't do this shit. You can fuck you, Uncle Tom ass nigga. Look, you can't sell drugs here where the white folks do it. Nigga, I didn't catch the white folks. I caught you.
Shit. You let the white man do whatever he want.
The Aryan Brotherhood do it too. The Aryan Brotherhood do it too.
I'm like, what grown ass man actually has this sort of mindset, man, this sort of comeback from when he get popped? You know what I'm saying? I swear, every time I would pop a white boy, I would never have to deal with that. He would just be like, ah, all right, you caught me. You know, he put his hands behind his back, I cuff him. You know, and it is what it is. But niggas always want to run their mouth, man. They always want to talk about how unfair shit is. But I'm oppressed, and you know, my mama didn't love me, and my daddy wasn't there, and the white man, he brainwashed me, and I'm just like, Jesus, man, ain't nothing your fault, is it, nigga? Nigga, ain't nothing your fault. You have no sort of, you know, accountability at all for what the fuck you do, zero. Jeez, man, I can't take it no more, man. It's fuck.
Well, and I pick up that phone. Hey, Jeff, need you down here.
Shit, man.
Hey, Jeff, I need you down here. I'll be there in 4 minutes. be done with it. You know, you can't reason with these cats. You can't reason with them. You can't. That's why I said before, and people may not like me saying it, but so-called a white supremacy is going to be a weeding out process. It's going to play a part. There is a positive in every negative. There's a silver lining to every dark cloud. In chaos, what the man say in the movie, saying chaos is opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
In every disaster, there's an opportunity. And I think that in some strange way, this is going to play a part.
Right.
In the survival of black people. Mm-hmm. Because you have to weed out all these people that are products of dysgenic breeding. Mm-hmm. You have to. And that's what the purpose is going to serve. Now, people will say, oh, I'm a eugenist. Well, you call me what the fuck you want.
Right.
But history bears out what I'm saying. History bears out what I'm saying. You may not want to deal with it, but it's real. So if you want to argue by the word, you go ahead and argue by the word. Mm-hmm. You want to point to what white folks are doing, nobody gives a fuck about what white folks are doing, because you ain't got no power to stop what white folks are doing. See, if they want to do something, it's their problem. If you don't have the power to do anything about it, it's your problem. So you don't have anything to do. You don't have any power to do anything about it. So if you're not going to do anything about it, then shut up. Mm-mm. Find a way to survive. That's the most important thing. Find a way to stay here. Find a way to survive. All the rest of that shit, I'm too busy fighting white supremacy to talk about it.
Right.
Every day I get up and go to work, I have to compete with another broker.
Right.
Every day I get up, I'm in a predominantly white-controlled industry. So you can't tell me a damn thing about white. I deal and I fight white supremacy every day, and I don't go around white supremacy, white supremacy, white supremacy. I'm too busy fighting white supremacy to talk about it. I'm dealing with power on the front lines. That's my everyday existence. You see what I'm saying? So I don't have time to sit up here, you know, white supremacy. Well, look, I'm going to work. All I know is I didn't turn a dollar today. Period.
Man, boy. Shit. Well, shit. Dude, let me know. Shit, did you see that? What was that? The interview between Tommy and Robert Perkins? You see that one?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it? I mean, what did you think about it? Because I seen I think I was stuck around for about 45 minutes of it, and it was cool. I was digging how Robert actually was on, got his grown man on, and actually came on the show and actually had a civil conversation. So it appeared. Did you see the whole thing?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing, start to finish.
Oh, okay then. Shit.
Saw the whole thing. It remained civil.
Okay, that's
it
cool.
Remained civil, and they found out that after they had started talking, that they had, you know, they had disagreements, but it wasn't anything that warranted him calling him any name.
Right.
And he told, you know, Tommy the issue that he had with him, and they ended up, it was a very civil conversation. It was a very civil conversation. Hmm. But clearly, you know, clearly, he understood Tommy's position, and Tommy told him he understood his position. And they ended on a very light note, and he ended up trying to, you know, in some sense, promote the guy.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? This is what happens when people sit down and talk. So, you know, at this point, that shit between them seems to be, you know, out the window.
Okay.
Seems to be dead.
Shoot, that's cool.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was done through logic.
Man.
It was done through logic.
Simple to do. It's just hard for a lot of these emotional ass niggas to do it, man. God damn.
Yeah.
Fuck. And another thing,
Perkins was long enough, was civil enough to tame his ego, and
right.
They find out that they were in agreement with a lot of shit.
Right.
They agreed about a lot more than what they disagreed.
Exactly.
With. Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing with all of them, with Tariq, with Tommy, and Robert, man. They pretty much all on the same page. Just like you said, it's an ego thing. And I think the thing that's really turning them off is how, allegedly, how Tommy attacks black women. And also, I think we need to touch on that again, because I can't understand what's wrong with these niggas. Because all through my life, you know, with dealing with black women, we kind of understand that women respond to strength. You know what I mean? That's why we're always hearing about how they gravitate towards the thug. You know, once again, that thug word. You know, black women only like thugs. Black women only like thugs. Black women only like thugs. And so then when you have a guy like Tommy just totally blasting these bitches, man, on social media, and then, you know, you got these other, and dare I say, simp niggas coming to Tommy talking about, you ain't going to reach them like that. You ain't gonna reach them like that. I'm like, nigga, how else do you reach these bitches? I'm like, history has shown that is the only way that you reach them. Bitches is gonna follow a pimp type nigga that, more so than a simp type nigga. You know, but when it comes to Tommy, they don't seem to get that. It's like, why is Tommy talking that way? I'm like, because that's really the way that you reach them. You know what I'm saying? Especially black women do not respond to lukewarm conversation, you know what I'm saying? You got to blast them bitches over the head with some information, man. I don't know, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm a living witness to that.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you from my personal experience,
mm-hmm.
I've always tried to reason with black women.
Right.
See, I tried that, you know, that the queen role. See, I went there.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, that shit never worked. that gentleman, what did Willie D say? I'm not a fucking gentleman, or a nice guy,
right,
or a good fella. I went there and I tried that, so I know that shit don't work.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You know, I got the past and the scars to prove it. You see, they don't respect that, regardless as to what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless as to what they say. Don't pay any attention to what they say. Look at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
In every single situation, that I've seen females in back for the last 10 years,
mm-hmm.
it has never been the guy that was talking kind to them that they responded to.
Mm.
I've got now over 400 people on bail bonds.
Right.
I've done 400 bail bonds.
Right.
And the women that signed my bond applications were across a wide strata, a wide range of social economic statuses.
Okay.
And one thing they all had in common was that abusive, dusty ass nigga.
You can't talk mean to black women? They won't respond to that.
That's the only thing they did respect was that nigga putting a foot in their ass and talking to them crazy. That's the only thing that they respect. Period. They did not respect roses and wine, and it's not just hood rats. That, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That shit is across the board, because the black community is a matriarchal community, and that shit is across socioeconomic status. Even with black women that come from homes and they have money, they do not respect men that are gentlemen, men that are reasoning with them. That is bullshit. The only way, and look at Mr. Sotomayor's fan base. He has a sizable female fan base, shockingly enough.
Yeah, it's like 70%, 75% women and shit.
Yeah.
Duh.
A nice portion of those are black women, and some of them are married.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, following that logic, then that doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm.
Why would his demographic be that large among women if he was, you know, really as horrible as they say?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And then they take that, they don't understand. A lot of times he's being sarcastic and he's being facetious. They don't get that. They take that literally.
Right.
It just seems niggas are incapable of critical thinking.
Right.
I'm shocked. They're incapable of critical thinking at any level that has to do with anything that criticizes. They cannot critically think in the face of self-criticism.
Right.
They can't do it. So for them to level that charge at him, when his fan base, and they'll say, well, you know, you could have females that will mouth anti-feminist bullshit. 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 And they love making that argument. But, you know, it doesn't add up. That's the only thing that they do listen to. Women respect strength. That's not going to change. It's not going to change tomorrow. It's not going to change next year. It's a principle. Women respect strength.
Mm-hmm. And it was, they, go ahead.
Win.
Yeah, what kills me is that, you know, a lot of niggas is, you know, hitting Tommy with these, you know, these allegations about, you know, you shouldn't be talking like that to him. You're talking down on him. And I'm like, these is niggas that's supposed to be, some of these niggas supposed to be street. Some of these niggas are supposed to be like, I don't know, ladies, men. I don't know. I'm like, who are these niggas that, just like we was talking about Scarface. I'm like, that really fucked me up, man. I was really kind of like spinning that whole night. I'm like, man, I really fucked me up that Scarface didn't understand that. I'm like, Scarface, he must not know shit about women. He can't. He can't know shit about women if he's saying that Tommy's approach, it turns women off. No, nigga, it's the opposite. They listen to that shit, man, and it turns them on. They gravitate to the shit talking nigga, man. It's always been that way. What's up?
And that's why women respond to Scarface.
Right.
His demeanor.
Right.
They don't respond to him because he's a nice guy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They respond to the gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't go to them to, hey, baby, you know. Now, they ain't listening to that shit. Especially when they get an advantage for it, they sure as hell ain't going to listen to it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no way to address them but through strength. You just cannot do it.
Mm.
I'm just telling you, because I dealt with a bitch like that.
Right.
And I had to get away from her, though. I had to get away, because I'm reasoning with her, I'm talking to her, you know, I'm doing and this is recent.
Mm-hmm. Well, not,
you know, you remember the bitch I was telling you about.
Right.
You know, trying to understand her plight, trying to understand her situation where her daddy wasn't there, you know, the bitch been in the streets since she was 16. You see, trying to understand that and say, well, okay, well, let me try to put a Band-Aid on this. Let me try to work with you. Let me try to heal your wounds. Let me try to, you know, the old broken wing. Let me try to mend your broken wing. Shit, that bitch. You know, she looked at me as I was bitch made.
Right, right.
Mm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She looked at me as I was, the more understanding I was, the more liberties this bitch took to try to, you know, test my manhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point that I said, I got to get away from you because I'm going to end up beating the fuck out of this girl. See what I'm saying? Because that's the only thing that she responds to. She don't respond to tenderness. She don't respond to, you know, anything that's soft. You know, she like that shit because she getting her way.
Yeah.
But she don't respond to that shit. Because I remember one day, I never will forget. And I was just fucking with her. I didn't mean the shit seriously. We were going in to eat. We were going to dinner one day. And she starts saying, oh, I don't know if I don't like this. I don't know if I want this. And just bullshit. I grabbed her by the arm and just jerked her back.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit turned her on.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Nah. And she told me that. She said, when you grabbed me by my arm, I was like, uh-oh, some authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know, this bitch ain't responding to the fact that I done took, you know, I've taken her to a nice restaurant. She ain't responding to none of that.
Right.
She responded to a display of aggression.
Mm.
Not the fact that she had a nice restaurant eating. You know,
right.
She's having a good, you know, a restaurant, you know, a really nice evening of wine and food, you know, none of that. The fact that I grabbed her and jerked her ass. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I know that shit that Tommy's doing, I know that he's getting, in spite of how insane it sounds, I know he's getting through to it. And again, that show, Fatal Attraction,
mm-hmm.
in terms of what's on that TV show,
right.
Tommy Sotomayor is romper room.
Shit. That's what I'm fucking. You trying to say that TV show was. That's some serious shit on that TV show, boy.
Oh, that shit that he. You know that shit that he have on TNN Raw?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That Fame Attraction shit is multiplied by 10.
Woo!
Mm. That Fame Attraction on TV One, that shit is multi. It's some heinous shit that niggas doing to each other. And the females are just as violent. Just as violent and. For lack of a better word, beastly.
Right.
As the niggas. You see what I'm saying? So anybody that would fix their mouth to say anything about how he's talking, when you can look at this show and see what these hoes are doing, they are roasting and incinerating niggas, decapitating them.
Mm.
I mean, all kind of shit going on that show. And they coming straight from police files. You see what I'm saying? So there's no, I don't want to hear shit else about that. Don't tell me about what the words that Tommy's using when I'm sitting here watching this shit, watching what these bitches are doing.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
I'm not more upset about his words than about this nigga rolling up a window in a hot car of 120 degrees and leaving a 3-month-old black baby in the back. And he's a police officer just because he don't, you know, want to be bothered with having another child because he's married.
Damn. Mm.
I don't want to hear about him calling them savages and nigglets and Latin kings and Call of Duty colonels.
Right.
I don't want to hear about that. He left a 3-month-old baby to suffer. I don't want to hear about that shit. You know, so don't tell me about what he's saying. I don't give a fuck about what he's saying.
Shit.
I don't give a fuck about what he's saying. You see, not in place of what's going on and what, you know, the type of violence that they committing against each other. I'm not giving a fuck about him calling them beasties or BT-1000.
Shit. And, you know, you think a nigga would just, if niggas are so butthurt about listening to Tommy really doing his thing about black women in general. You think someone would start up their channel and show, you know, well, white people do it too, and show a whole bunch of stories with white folks doing it. But yet and still, you don't see that, you know?
You know, well, see, when white folks do it, though, see, when white folks do it, you know what it's on? It's on American Greed.
Right.
See, when white folks are doing it, it's some high crime shit. They scoring millions.
Mm-hmm.
When white crime is involved, it's money. It's at least 6 figures involved.
Right.
This nigga killed these two people just because he didn't want to be a father and pay child support.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just talking about the YouTube. I'm talking about the YouTube niggas. You know, I know that it happens, and I know it's, you know, just like if you look at Snapped or American Greed or whatever, you see white folks doing it. I'm just talking about the YouTube niggas that don't seem to have nothing to do but just cry about what Tommy do. You know, you think they would at least try and even out the perspective, show the other side of the coin with white folks doing it, but they don't do that. They just...
Well, they can't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They can't.
Right.
If they show it, it's on some high power shit.
Okay.
You can't juxtapose somebody getting killed, somebody killing a baby
right.
over a weak-ass reason as opposed to somebody killing somebody for six figures.
Okay.
Because even though they're both crimes, one of them makes sense, the other one don't.
Okay.
So it's not a good example to use that white person.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because
okay.
when white people are doing it, it's part of a million-dollar pyramid scheme.
Right.
Or they trying to knock you off for some type of high insurance money.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But that don't make sense. You can't use that example up against him killing somebody just because he done fucked this bitch raw and got her pregnant. See what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It don't even make sense to compare. It's not apples to apples. It's apples to oranges.
Okay, I got you.
So even when you find white folks doing it, it's not even a fair comparison.
Mm.
You know, it just really shows that niggas are at this low level of savagery.
Right.
You know, this low level of animalism and savagery that you only see from serial killers that are usually probably already in prison already. But the motherfuckers that's doing this, you know, this is going on in the blood. This is an occurrence. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, even when they showed the white woman on Fatal Attraction, when she killed her husband, the nigga thought that, you know, they was going to split the insurance money. That bitch sent him to prison and wasn't going to testify, put the whole crime on his ass. That bitch turned tail and put the whole crime on his motherfucking ass. She's ready to see him go to the chair. You know, and he really thought, stupid nigga, he really thought that this bitch was going to, you know, put in money for a lawyer. He was expecting her to get him a lawyer. That bitch didn't kick in a dime. She sat back and played the victim. She didn't know nothing about it. Her husband got killed. And when he was going down, that's when he started singing on her ass. He was like, look, she set the whole thing up and yada, yada, yada. And then they got her ass and put her ass in jail. You see, but she was ready for him to take the fall because he was stupid enough to do the killing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I think that I've talked to you about this before, but not, I don't think necessarily on podcasts and shit, how I basically was doing a study on the physiology of the races and how I found that, you know, black people have higher instances or higher levels of testosterone from birth, you know what I mean? And this is in black and white men. Black men tend to lose their testosterone quicker than white men, but we get it faster, hence why we have advanced motor skills when we're, you know, coming out the womb, how we can walk and talk first and all that kind of shit. And of course, you know, black women have higher instances of testosterone than white women, which would go to why black women seem to be so aggressive in nature. You know what I'm saying? It would make sense why the whole strong black woman phenomenon is actually real, and how, you know, these women actually have to have an aggressive alpha male type really in their face for them to respond to them, because black women have higher instances or levels of testosterone in them, which makes them have to have, just like with, you know, Tanisha, this crazy bitch, you know what I mean? See, of course, we know the way black women are acting, it goes, you know, far beyond class, right? But good Lord, man. You know, I mean, how many times this bitch done told me I'm not hard enough for her? You know what I mean? But, you know, hardness is a relative term. You know, if I'm with a so-called regular bitch, you know what I mean? I would be hard enough, but since I'm dealing with Tanisha's ass, you know, hardness for her is punching her in the face. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's what she considered hard. So it's just like, bitch, I ain't got time to play with you. You know what I mean? Yeah. The type of nigga you need, of course, it's not going to be the type of nigga I am, because I'm not going to jail for your ass. You know, you want a hard nigga, and all the hard niggas you get somehow end up in prison, you know what I mean? Because they're idiots, and they always end up getting entangled in some fuck shit with you or about you, You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm not going to be participating in none of that nigga shit. I'll still be here fucking on you, though. You know what I mean? When all these niggas is locked up and you don't have any significant others to call on because you're not really, I don't want to say she ain't wifey material, but she's ill-equipped to have prolonged relationships with niggas. Because when she'll get with a hard nigga, you know what I mean? She don't want to be tied down. You know what I mean? She don't want no nigga telling her what to do and how to do it. But she responds to that. You know what I mean? But ultimately, she want to be free. You know what I mean? So it's a weird thing dealing with these females. You know, they claim they want something, but you know deep down, especially like cats like me and you, we know that, you know, you claim that you want that, but we know you're not going to be able to sustain that which you want. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you always going to be coming back because you don't really know what the fuck you want.
Like the bitch I was telling you about earlier, she told me one time when we was talking, she was like, you know, of course, jail niggas, they love jail niggas.
Right.
A jail nigga, like, you know, he would slap the shit out of her. You know, he would slap, I mean, he would just slap her all, bitch, he would call her, you know, bitch this, bitch that, and just slap the fuck out of her. I mean, just open hand, back hand, same hand, open hand, back hand, open right. hand. Backhand. So he slapped her up and down. And she said, you know, she said to herself, you know what? I am that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So she has internalized the fact that that's what she is, and that's backed up by force. And today, the only thing she respects is a nigga slapping her up and down.
Right.
Up and down. You see what I'm anything else? Can't do it.
Right.
Anything else, can't do it. The only type of nigga that's gonna be able to deal with her is a nigga with a strong pimp hand. That's,
right.
You know, that's not afraid to go upside her head. It's sad to say that, but that's what it is, and that's how she is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the second you show any tenderness, that's a weakness to her.
Mm-hmm.
And once you show that it's nothing, that's a license for her to, you know, to push you and do whatever she can. And once it's to that level, you never get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that, like I said, firsthand, she's like Nish. She can't be with no regular nigga. She can't be with no regular nigga, 9 to 5, dude on the back of a gun. She can't. That ain't her.
Right.
That ain't her. A nigga got to be ready to go upside her head. That's just what it is. See what I'm saying? So I know that shit that they talking, I know that's not true. I know you can't talk nice to them. I know you can't talk nice to them. You see, I know that can't happen. And regardless as to what anybody will say, my personal experience has shown me that that's just not possible.
Well, check it out, man. Man, this is a 2-hour interview. Well, we've been at it for 2 hours, man. So once again, you know how we do it. We like to give you the final say, the last parting words about, you know, what we just covered in this podcast, man. So any last words you got for the people?
My last words is just this, man. Actually, I don't even have any last words. My last words is, if you acknowledge white supremacy, if you're fighting white supremacy, you're too busy to talk about it.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you're out there every day trying to survive and get by with as much dignity as you can, you don't have time to sit up and talk about white supremacy, white supremacy, white supremacy, because you're dealing with white supremacy. And in the final analysis, no matter how much you talk about that shit, you're going to have to deal with it. Because talk about it ain't doing nothing but making niggas money. So if you want to keep padding their pockets for the next 20 years, and when you want to see Hidden Colors Volume 100, keep doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end, that's not going to solve anything. You can watch a bunch of DVDs.
Mm.
But until you get yourself organized to deal with the system, you know, you're not doing anything but bumping your gums, and it's an exercise in futility. So I hope by that time, you know, I'll be long gone. If niggas are still talking about white supremacy, I'll be long gone and out the picture, because I don't want to hear that shit no more anyway. If you don't have a plan to challenge them, I don't want to hear it.
All right. Shit, well, that's a mouthful, man. This is the Fat Mac Baby, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. And we out. And we out. And we out. And we out. And we out.
what you feed your mind. I know you can't be blind, living in the future. Living in these last days and times, check yourself and what you feed your mind. I know you can't be blind, living in the future. I got Armageddon weaponry like the seven seal. Y'all wasting me sandwich, that you feel. Hailing fire, a burning mountain is on. And one line, a third of earth and waters are gone. Check my vocal, more hotter than sun in Acapulco. Worm with iniquity, splitter, make rivers get bitter. I spit a star into space and smite the moon and sun. How many worthy of heaven? No, not one. Throw the devil in the bottomless pit, judgment begin. Angels from the Euphrates kill a third of his men. Then I change form, busting in abnormal type tactics. Flipping styles like acrobatics, so who can do what he do? Flip a style of street tool with more fat formless techniques than T2. See through fallacy with my x-ray vision. Wrecking raps inside my derby like demolition. Style switching vision, my brain splitting atoms in the track. I'm beyond critical mass, feel the lyrical blast. Black. It's the POW in the lyric proof jacket. My quicker spray ricochet your racket out my bracket. From the attic of the boogie monster shack, it's a revolutionary black hole's unknown attack. Bring it back.
Living in these last days and times, check yourself and what you feed your mind. I know you can't be blind, living in the future. Living in these last days and times, check yourself and what you feed your mind. I know you can't be blind, living in the future.
Check it out, black. Bridges roadblock until my folks have sound silly. But this lockdown straight from Rhode Island to Philly as the crackdown begins. Intensity reaches to the maximum and you really get to see who is your friends. The same sneakers angle from the telephone cable. 5-0 forever patrolling. My neighborhood is never stable these days. This appears to be a concentration camp, eliminating welfare and still fishing for a victim. Cause from 200 down to 95th Street is all blackly populated. Then go further downtown. It ain't debated who inhabitates the rest. Come on, we segregated, but that's right. Somebody's coming like a thief in the night. The police state technique is the practice on the cattle, on the humble for that worldwide battle. Illest when I feel it's yo Domingo. Slide the faders on the base and I'ma lay it all out in their face. Most of the presidents was Masons, but one thing of mine, to keep it in the family, they must eliminate the swine, and the swine is us. And whose God do you trust? It's getting real about a second in the future.
Living in these last days and times, check yourself